Welcome to the Be More Real podcast. I am your host, Sam Altieri, and I am a former architect turned health and lifestyle entrepreneur. I am obsessed with personal development, manifestation, health healing, feminine empowerment, and self-love. My superpower is helping you conquer unwanted food, body, or sabotaging patterns that are holding you back from the life you want. Because I believe that you deserve to be confident in your skin and step into your power in your work, in your relationships, in your life. I use my background in psychology, mind, body, nutrition, and design to help you transform your relationship with food, your body, and most importantly, yourself. I am so excited for you to be your real, authentic self and step into your full potential now that you don't have any of that stuff holding you back. From one badass to another, I love you so much. I'm so grateful you're here. Now let's go dive into the episode.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, Queen. I am so excited that you are tuning in to this week's podcast. And before we dive in to the episode, I just wanted to pop in and just share some things that have been going on in my life personally that maybe you can relate to. I think that something that's been really coming up for me recently is just being in love with myself, wanting so deeply to love my body, love who I am, really accept all the parts of myself and go deep within rather than seeking outside. I know that for a lot of my life, I searched outside of me for happiness, for validation, for feeling good enough, for feeling beautiful, for feeling love, for receiving pleasure. And I did that because I wasn't doing it for myself. And in the past year or so, I've really been working a lot on turning inward, giving myself the love that I desired, giving myself the pleasure I desired, giving myself the self-care and the attention and the validation that I so deeply wanted. And as we turn into this week's episode, it's the recording of my masterclass that I did last week. And I share a little bit about my transformation. And the thing that I didn't talk about too much is this concept of self-love and also of embodiment, right? Of getting out of our heads and into our bodies. Embodiment work, which I'm not talking about on this masterclass, but embodiment work is 100% the thing that healed my relationship with my body. And I'm still coming home to that. We never get there. But when I look in the mirror, it's no longer focused on the things that I hate or focused on parts about myself that I've been rejecting or, you know, not accepting. It's actually just focused on how magical it is. And for the first time in my life, I can honestly say that I am in love with the person I am, and I'm in love with my body. And I have goosebumps. I'm saying this right now because it's such a new thing, like very new for me. And, you know, in my upcoming program, Unstoppable University, which I mentioned to you last week, we're actually going to be going through a lot of the embodiment practices, right? The being in our body practices, dancing, breath work, movement, meditation, yoga, to connect back to our bodies. Because when we are connected to our body, we no longer are in our heads 24/7. We're no longer overthinking. We're no longer in that pushing energy all the time. We're actually in our feminine. We're in our divine feminine, which I will dig into a little bit on the masterclass. So if you can relate to this, if you're feeling called to really heal, come home to yourself, to love yourself, Unstoppable You, my program, is for you. You can head over to the show notes to to click the link and to find out more. But it's really, the program is really an experience. It's a 3-month experience with other high achieving women who have a deep, deep desire to get to know themselves and to love themselves and to feel confident. And I created this from a really beautiful space of realizing that I had been living in a lot of rejection, and especially to myself. And the program itself is all of the things that have helped me in my self-love journey and have helped me accept my body and helped me see just how beautiful I am, and to be able to really acknowledge myself and slow down and receive love, receive money, receive pleasure, receive friendship, receive all of the magical things that are around us. And for so long, I was in that phase of seeking and pushing and trying, and everything felt hard and I couldn't even breathe, you know? And I'm sure you can hear it even in my energy that I am home, right? Like, I'm in my body. I am here. And I would absolutely love to chat more with you if you're feeling called to embark on a journey to self-love and coming home to yourself and having a inner and outer transformation. So I'm going to leave it at that. If this sparks your interest, if you're curious, if you want to know more, you can head over to my Instagram. You're going to see me talking about it all over Instagram. Enrollment's going to be closing on May 2nd on Sunday. And we have about half of the spots taken, which is pretty beautiful. And I'll leave you with that. We're going to dive into the masterclass. And just so you know, the masterclass is a very different energy than the energy I'm talking to you right now in. This is way more conversational. And the masterclass is very teachy. And, you know, I'm pretty hyped up. I got a lot of coffee in me. I'm like, woo. So yeah, I love you. Thank you so much for being here. And if this is all intriguing to you, just know that my DMs are open and I'm here to help you make a decision that feels aligned with your highest self and your deepest soul. I love you.
Okay. So no problem if you guys have to hop off. You're going to all get the replay. So don't worry if you have to hop off early. You'll get it to your email. So not a problem at all. Okay. So become a confidence and consistency queen. That is the name of this presentation and of this class, and it couldn't be more true. I'm so excited to deliver this to you, because for so long, I was not either of these things. I was very self-conscious and very inconsistent. So I'm going to dive in. We're going to get going. And I want to know, before we start, what is your biggest goal right now? Like, what is the thing that you want the most? What are you working on? What are you thinking about working on? What matters to you? Like, okay, cool. Becoming a full-time coach. Hell yeah. Getting booked out. Hell yeah. Love that. What else? Just drop it in the chat. Let me know what your biggest goal is. Boundaries and balance. Yes. Love it. Launching my product, starting an online store, being happy more consistently, feeling in control. Woo, consistency. Yes, confidence on social. Oh my gosh. Yes, yes, yes. Beautiful. Okay, great. Being consistent as fuck and feeling bomb in your clothes. Yes. Guitar. I love that. So, so cool. Showing up for your health and your future self by being consistent. Yes. Okay, cool. So I get a sense that you're all high achievers, I assume, because I am. I used to be an overachiever, but now I'm just a high achiever. And I think my entire audience are all just high achieving women who know they have a lot of potential inside of them, and it's like itching to get out and they don't know how to get into their next level. So if that's you, you're in the right place. So I'm going to share a little bit about my story. So this is me. I was an architect, and now I am a multi-passionate, multi-six-figure entrepreneur with ADD, and I fucking love everything that I do. I do a lot of things, and I love that about being an entrepreneur. You can do a lot of things. I think the thing that women come to me most for is empowerment. I empower the badass women of the world with tools to let go of their limitations, insecurities, and heal themselves literally from the inside out. Because at one point I was seeking outside of myself to find that missing thing, right? And actually it was inside all along. I'm a podcaster, I'm a speaker, and I'm an author, and I have an online course. Some of you have taken that, and life is good. And the thing that I know to be true in my life is that your outer world is a reflection of your inner beliefs, right? When you show up for yourself and take care of yourself and feel good in your body, you naturally take action or attract success in your life, right? If you show up for yourself day in, day out, shit comes to you. And I can say that because at one point in my life, I was not taking care of myself and my external world reflected that. The third thing, confidence doesn't come from all of a sudden losing weight or from a magic pill or one day you just wake up confident. Confidence comes from consistent fucking action, not thinking. And if you've been following me, you know I swear, so just get used to it. And if you have children, then I'm sorry, put them in a different room. But confidence comes from fucking action. It does not come from overthinking. It does not come from writing down your goals, but not actually working on them, right? The last thing, and probably in my opinion, the most important thing, when we find balance in our lives, in ourselves, we can actually heal, come back to wholeness, and realize how powerful we are and manifest a life beyond our wildest dreams, right? Like I talk about the fact that you can create a magical life, but I really mean it. You get to do that when we trust in ourselves and when we believe in ourselves and when we have inner peace. Are you guys vibing with me? Is this like, oh yeah, this makes sense. This is what I want. Like, okay. Oh my God. Yes, 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 yes. Good, good, good. All right. So I'm going to take you back. This is like, I don't know that I've shared this much on the internet thus far, but here we are, right? So this is my before. I was a workaholic and I've always been that way. I was always an overachiever. And it's because it's truly like where I felt the most worthy because I got validation and I got compliments when I achieved. So I was a workaholic. I went into architecture school. I graduated with my master's. I did an accelerated master's. It was fucking insane. I started working 60-hour weeks. And at that point, you can see these photos here, right? Like this was me, right? I was literally eating my feelings. And food was the only pleasure really in my life. I had a really poor relationship with my body and a really poor relationship with food. I saw exercise as a means to burn calories and burn off my binges. And I saw food as a thing to restrict or that I should be scared of because it was going to make me fat, right? I was unhappy. And at the end of the day, I didn't really love myself. I didn't admit it, right? But I didn't feel like I fit in because I was like the black sheep of my family. I was the first person in my immediate family to go to college. And I just felt like I didn't fit in. And not only that, I was lonely. And I think I was really just wanting someone to love me because I didn't love myself. I didn't know that at the time, but I just wanted love. I wanted to be happy, but I was stuck in this hamster wheel of like doing and doing and doing and doing and achieving. And like, it's exhausting. If you've been in that place, I'm sure you know, it's fucking exhausting doing that day in and day out. So I decided to pursue weight loss to be happy, right? I'm sure you've done this before, or maybe you're in this right now. I was like, I'm going to lose weight and I'm going to be happy and everyone's going to love me and like life is going to be great, right? So I embarked on a weight loss journey. I tracked my calories and lost 30 pounds and it was great. But the thing is, I felt like shit inside. Like I was not happy. And as soon as I didn't count calories, I started gaining weight. So I was in this now hamster wheel of, if I don't count calories, oh my God, right? So there's this whole entire like hamster wheel cycle that's going on with my body and with my work, right? Because I'm working 60-hour weeks and I'm freaking out and I'm burning myself into the ground because at the end of the day, I associated my worth with my physical appearance and how much I could achieve or how much I could produce. I got so many compliments about my body and my work. People started coming to me for both. How are you doing this? How are you doing this? Right? I went from an architect. I left my 9 to 5. I became a personal trainer and in person, did that for a while, did that for like 2 years, built up a full client roster, got myself into the same hamster wheel, felt burnt out. I was mad at myself because I was like, how did I just do this again? Right. And then I went on to build an online business, which I'm going to dig into in a second. Did that. And it was the same thing. I got myself into another hamster wheel of like, I can't fucking do this anymore. I felt like I had to keep one-upping myself. I felt like I had to keep going harder and harder and harder and harder. And this very quickly turned into me living in fear, right? Deep down, I felt like I didn't feel good enough. I had that imposter syndrome in my body, in my work, in everything. And I sabotaged myself. I sabotaged my body. I started binge eating and gained 20 pounds. And then I also sabotaged my business, which I'll get into in a second. So if you guys can relate, like, I don't want to say I'm happy, but you're in the right place. Like, I see you, I feel you, I hear you. And it's not fun. It's not fun being on that hamster wheel. And I'm going to show you how to get out in a sec. So, okay. My first year in business, right? You can see this is a screenshot on my PayPal. I started my business online on July, I think it was like 19th, 2019. So whatever, I was a day late. Within that year, I made $127,031, right? I was working, I kid you not, 18-hour days. I was not in a relationship. So my relationship was my work. I was working out like 6 to 7 times a week. I should have put 7. And I was dieting. I was exhausted and I was burnt out, but I didn't know how to slow down. I didn't know how to relax. And quite literally, food was my only source of pleasure. Does that ring true for you? Like, maybe it's not food. Maybe it's work. Maybe you pour yourself into your work. Maybe you pour yourself into your workouts. Maybe it's like you have this one thing, right? And it was filling a big void in my life. Food and exercise were like the only thing I did with my life besides work. And I was so out of touch with my body. I didn't know how to slow down. I didn't know how to rest. I was literally burning myself into the ground. And in that time, I lost my period, which was a very sure sign that something was off in my body. I got candida, which is basically like a yeast infection, but in your gut. I had all these health complications. I didn't know what was going on. And when I went to go see a hormonal specialist, she was like, you are fucking stressed out. You're tapped out. Your cortisol's through the fucking roof. You're a mess and you need to stop working out. And you need to chill the fuck out. And I was like, what? No, I can't do that. Like, I'm going to die. It actually felt like I couldn't slow down. I didn't know how to. It didn't feel safe for me. So I was in this really like forced way that I needed to slow down. So I had enough. I had to slow down. I literally, quite literally had to slow down. And in January 2020, so this is not that long ago, right? This is 14, 15 months ago. I had my, what I like to call my spiritual awakening after a live event I attended. I realized that if I wanted to be happy and if I wanted to get to my next level, I could not fall victim to hustle culture, right? The grind or the working out a bajillion days a week, right? Or restricting my food or, you know, just working 24 hours a day to build this business. That was all that I knew. That was all that I saw. That was what I saw my parents doing. That's what I saw everyone around me doing is hustle harder, hustle harder. And I had an actual like meltdown. I had a breakdown and I woke up to the fact that I was my own worst enemy. I had to stop letting this business and work and body define my worth because literally it was like my life depended on it, right? From that day on, I decided to change my relationship with myself. Knowing that if I did that, if I actually took a step back and worked on my relationship with myself, everything outside of me would change. So I started to slow down a little bit. I started to connect back to myself and I started to feel balance. So I want to give you just like, this is just a random collage of things from my recent, it's probably the past few months, right? You can see on the left here, this is Kurt and Heffy from a few days ago. I was just recently asked to speak in my old college, which is amazing. This is me taking a bath. You would have never caught me dead taking a fucking bath. Eating carbs, eating pizza, hosting group calls, about to do van life, right? And so here we are, January up until I took this screenshot earlier today. So the business has made $77,000, right? And when I say that, like, the money is great, right? But actually the thing that what I'm showing you is that that is a reflection of me being in alignment, of me also incorporating rest and play and pleasure. It's not me working 16-hour days, because that's not actually the answer, right? It's not me working out 7 times a week. That's not actually the answer. Hustling harder is not the actual answer. Ignoring your feelings is not the actual answer. What I found to be true, and I can share this from all of the other successful entrepreneurs that I work with or, you know, collab with, is that in order to get to your next level, you need to slow the fuck down, to be totally honest with you. We need to feel the feels, right? And I'm going to share how to do it and like what that even looks like, but we need to come back home to ourselves. We need to trust ourselves, because our intuition is right. Our mind is crazy. My mind is crazy, at least. I'm sure you feel the same way, right? And I'm going to show you actually what that looks like. So how did I do a 180, right? I went from binge eating, having a really messed up relationship with food in my body, being scared to not work out at least 6 times a week, like to the point where I wouldn't hang out with Kurt because I had to go work out, right? And this is in the beginning of our relationship. Or missing social events because I was scared about the food, or not going to things or hanging out with my friends because I had a business to build, right? And I'm not saying that you don't work and all of a sudden this magical stuff happens to you, but it's about these two things. One, balancing my feminine and masculine energy, which I'm going to share a little bit about what that is in a second. And number two, I realized that I was the creator of my reality, and that I was going to choose to actually just manifest the life that I wanted, because I saw other people doing it. That's the thing. Like, I'm sure you're here, right? Because you probably have been following my journey for a little bit. You know it's possible. You don't know how, but you know it's possible. That's what I saw. I was on Instagram, dicking around, scrolling, finding people, seeing, oh my God, they made that much money. How the fuck do you make that much money? Right? Or, oh my God, they're successful. How do they do that? How do they not work 80 hours a day? Right? How do they take a break? They take a nap, right? Like, what? They feel their feelings. I don't have time to feel my feelings. Like, that was literally what was going on in my brain. So I knew that there was a way. I just didn't know how. Right. And so what ended up happening is that what I did, and maybe what you're going through right now, is that maybe you're doing the habit change, right? Maybe you're like, you're showing up for yourself. You're moving your body, you're eating healthy foods, you're going to sleep. Maybe not, but maybe you are doing that. Or maybe you're working on like behavior change or mindset change, right? But at the end of the day, something is still holding you back. Thing that's holding you back, number one, is your beliefs, right? Because if you believe that it has to be hard and it has to suck, you are going to live out that prophecy and make it hard and make it suck. That was like my my subconscious mantra, is I thought it had to be hard. Like, I thought you had to hustle and work like 20-hour days, literally. I saw people doing like 4 a.m. morning routines, and I'm like, it doesn't have to be that way, but I don't know how to have it not be that way. Right? So I'm going to share just a screenshot of you in your current version of you and what life could be like, right? So imagine like taking risks and expressing yourself freely instead of feeling like an imposter and living in doubt, right? Living your life fully and knowing you're enough instead of postponing life until you lose weight or build a business or any of the other things. Building a life that you genuinely enjoy waking up to, instead of using travel, food, alcohol, or hours of social to escape. Being at peace in your mind, happy in your body, and control of your choices, instead of anxious, worried, and chronically fucking exhausted, overwhelmed, and frustrated. I think that one is like the big one for me, because that's that space that I was in. Speaking up for yourself and setting boundaries instead of people pleasing and seeking external validation. Living in a strong, fit, and lean body instead of restricting during the day, binge eating at night. Having healthy relationships where you can be your fucking self instead of being scared to be who you are, right? Or even showing up on social media if you're a business owner or aspiring business owner, or you have a side hustle that you want to turn into your full-time gig, right? I know how hard it can be to show up as your full self. And lastly, living in your purpose and making an impact instead of feeling unfulfilled in a job or like directionless. I know for me, that was the biggest frustration is I don't even know what is next for me. How am I supposed to build a life I look forward to if I don't even know where I'm going, right? Does this relate? Can you guys, does this resonate for you? Is this like hitting home for you? Are you like, yes, I want all of those things. Where are you in the process? Drop it in the chat. Okay, 10,000%, 100%, definitely want it all. Okay, great. So perfect. Yes. Great. Okay. So I'm going to show you how. This is what has gotten me to that place that I just showed you, where I was spinning my wheels, where I was doing all of the things I thought I should be doing, but I wasn't actually getting anywhere, right? And the thing was, is like, I knew I had a lot of potential inside of me. Like, do you know that feeling where you like, your head hits the pillow at night and you're like, there's more, like there's more inside of me. There's a fire inside of me. And it's so fucking maddening. Like, because when you are successful in other parts of your life, but there's this like one area of your life where you're like, I'm blocked. There's literally something wrong with me. Why can't I just fucking figure this out? Like, I love figuring shit out. So I think for me, when after I worked on my relationship with my body and I figured that out, the business thing was the thing that was totally fucking with me, because I wanted to get out of my 9-to-5, didn't know how. And then when I got out of my 9-to-5 and I was kind of dabbling, working at a corporate gym and doing the online thing, I was still driving myself mad. And I knew there was something more. I would literally walk into the gym, train clients. I loved them so dearly. And some of them are probably on this call. I think Alex. And I knew that when I went home, I was like, I'm settling. Like, there's something that's not in alignment. And if that is you, let me know in the chat. Alexander, you said that's you right now. Okay. Yeah. Like that feeling of either unalignment or not stepping into your potential or feeling like you're missing something, right? Like I was like, there's just like a missing piece, right? What? And this was also as it related to my body. Like I couldn't figure it out, right? And I was frustrated. And I just wanted help, but like, I think my ego held me back from just asking for help. Exactly. It's like, it's literally like, it's so close. So I'm going to show you how. So this is the framework that I have created based on. So I started my journey, I would say in 2013, right? So it's been about 7 years. This is the framework that I've used to get myself out of where I was, and also to help at least 100 other women do the same thing. And I know that I've worked with probably over 1,000 women at this point, but specifically using this framework, it's been about 100 women as it related to them, you know, holding themselves back in business, in life. Maybe they were binge eating. Maybe they couldn't break through to their next level in their body. They're like, I'm just stuck. I'm stuck and fucking frustrated. I'm like, oh girl, I got you. All right. So the three steps: uncover, discover, and create. So this is what you're going to learn. This is the juicy, juicy nugs. So if you don't already have a pen and paper and beverage, go get one. I'm going to take a sip of water so that I am not parched. Okay, so this three-step formula is specifically for heart-centered, high-achieving women and early entrepreneurs who want to be wildly fucking successful, cultivate massive self-confidence and consistency, and feel like a queen. I say heart-centered because I'm an empath. I have a big heart. Like, that's why I started the business in the first place. I just wanted to help people, right? I became a personal trainer because I was like, I want to help other people get strong. It feels fucking good, right? And then I become a nutrition coach because I was like, food is like medicine, and it definitely changes how I feel during the day. And this is literally what changed my entire body, my physique inside and out. And for the high achieving women, because I'm 100% one of them, right? Like that's just what it is. Like, I love high achievers. I'm obsessed with you. I'm obsessed with you because I am you, and I get it. And I know that big fire. And then I know what it feels like to not feel like a queen, right? And like, I want you to imagine that this class is like your inauguration to putting on your fucking crown and feeling like a queen inside and out, right? On a day-to-day basis, waking up, getting up in the morning, having energy, but also showing up for yourself, taking action, like making money, right? Making an impact. Like, those are all outcomes. Those are all results, but it first got to start with us. So this is the process: the uncover, discover, create. And I say co-create because ultimately we're creating with the universe, God, spirits, whatever you want to call. So number one, uncover your past, right? You got to clear out all your fears, sabotage, limiting beliefs, and the stuck. Now, I like to compare this to, like, because I was an architect, I like to compare this to building a building on sand. If you build a building, and I'll use my business, if I built my business on sand, which I basically did because you heard me, I got to a certain point, I broke down. I was burning myself into the ground. I didn't have a solid foundation, right? I didn't have the mindset, and I didn't actually understand anything, not even about business, but actually just how to show up, right? How to state my worth, how to have rates that reflected what I believe I deserve. And I was scared. That's all that it was. I had a lot of beliefs that held me back, which I'm going to share in a second. A lot of patterns that held me back from having the life I wanted, from having the business I wanted, from having soulmate clients. Number two is discover yourself. So when we don't know who we are, how the hell do you think we can attract that, right? I firmly believe that self-awareness is truly our superpower. When we know who we are, we attract it, right? It's how I've literally manifested my soulmate clients. Because I think I can say at this point right now, every single woman I work with is a soulmate client. And it was not like that at the beginning. I worked with a lot of women and I loved them all, right? From the bottom of my heart, but they didn't show up. They didn't follow through. They sabotaged themselves. They didn't answer my messages, blah, blah, blah. They didn't pay me, like all this shit. And I was like, what is going on? I just want to be easy, right? So yes, I'm so excited. Thank you so much for being here, Gabriella. And I'm excited to hear what you think of the recording, and make sure you watch to the end because there's going to be goodies. So the second step, that discover yourself, you have to actually see who you are throughout your entire life, but also without the lens of society's bullshit programming. And you're not enough, you're not thin enough, you're not pretty enough, you're not successful enough, you're not making enough money, blah, blah, blah. Or the other side, which is you're too much, you're too loud, you're too crazy, you're too whatever. Or you have to strip all those things away and actually know that you're enough. And then lastly is creating, because ultimately we are creating our lives. Life is not happening to us. And also, some people say life's happening for us, but I don't believe that. I believe that life is happening because of us. We create it, right? When we get scared and we're like, oh my God, I think this is going to happen, and worry about, you literally attract it, right? And I'll go into actually the logistics of how that actually works. But if you know that you hold the power within you to create a life beyond your wildest dreams, right? You can actually tap into that and you can access that instead of seeking outside of you, which is what I did for the first like 29 years of my life. All right. So here's the very beginning. Uncover, right? We're going to shed your old belief system. We're going to literally rip up the fucking foundation. The first thing you're going to do is you're going to start being the curious observer. You're not going to be the asshole to yourself. You're not going to be the one that's criticizing yourself. You're going to be the curious observer, because we can't change when we're in shame, when we're in guilt, right? Have you ever been, if you've ever had a dog, right? Or if you have a kid, or if you were a victim of this, right? When someone, I used to have parents, not used to, I still have parents. When my parents used to yell at me when I was a kid, right? I would get scared and I would run away and I would hide. And that didn't make me want to change my behavior. I just was scared to be that thing, right? So if you right now are talking to yourself and scaring yourself, it's time to stop. Just be the curious observer. Just come at all of this from love, right? Not beating yourself up or what's wrong with me. No, those don't help. I've tried that. I tried that for 29 years. It didn't work. And it's probably not working for you either, right? We got to clear out the past. We got to let go of the patterns, the limiting beliefs, the self-betrayal, the unworthiness stories, negative environments, negative self-talk, all the drama, all the bullshit. Like we have all, everyone has it, right? We all have it. And unless you clear it out, you're going to build something. You're going to build that building. You're going to build your business. You're going to build your body on a foundation of sand. It's eventually going to collapse and you're going to sabotage. So although this may be news to you, right? We actually got to go way deep before we can go wide, right? We're actually doing a bottom-up approach to success instead of doing top-down, which is like, okay, I'm going to just start making money. It's like, okay, great, great, cool. Okay, I'm just starting losing weight. Great. That's fine, right? But we got to get you aligned first, and then you'll be unstoppable very quickly. So these were some of the beliefs that I didn't realize I had. Maybe you can relate. One was I must work like 16-hour days to be successful. Another was I'm always going to be like this. I kind of was in that victim mentality. I didn't deserve to be happy. I was afraid to fail because I didn't want to look stupid and I didn't want to be judged. I used to overthink everything. I would look in the mirror and call myself fat, ugly. I would hyperfixate on like my flaws, or like literally zoom into the mirror and like be like, oh my God, I have a chin hair, or like literally zoom into the mirror and be like pulling at my stomach or like poking at my thighs, or I was just focused on all the negative shit. I must please others first, right? Like I was a chronic people pleaser, putting others before me. I can't trust myself. I literally couldn't trust myself. I couldn't make a fucking decision to save my life. I needed everyone outside of me to help me make a decision, even down to like, where should we go to eat? I was like, I don't know. If it's not perfect, why even fucking bother? Like, if it's not going to be perfect, why would I even do it? Right. And then the last one, which is like, I think the epitome of high achiever, is I should be able to do this. Right? Has anyone ever said that to themselves? Like, what is wrong with me? I should be able to fucking do this. Like, why can't I do this? What? Like, and you get in these cycles and you're like, ah, right? Yo, I get it. Okay. So I had all these beliefs. But at the time, I didn't know that I had them, which is why this number one of the framework is called Uncover. Because these beliefs, I would say them, right? But I wasn't like consciously aware of them. They were in my subconscious, right? And I'll get into the brain in a sec, but our subconscious dictates our day. 95% of what we do in a day is actually because of our subconscious. So I had all of these beliefs, right? And when I thought to myself, when I looked in the mirror and I said, I am fat, ugly, whatever the fuck else I said to myself, I would go fulfill that prophecy, right? When I said, I should be able to do this, I just tried to do it myself and worked harder instead of just asking for fucking help, right? Like that's why there's coaches in the world. But I was so like, my ego was fucking big. I was like, I can do this. I'm a high achiever. I've done everything I've up until this point, right? But it was hard, right? It was like hard work and it was hard. So now these are my beliefs and I want to empower you with some of your own. One, you're worthy because you were born. The chances of that is like 1 in 342 trillion. Number two, it can be easy, actually. It can be really easy. I'm a testament to that now. Not then, but now. Three, you deserve it all. Four, take messy action, right? Perfectionism is fucking bullshit. Five, good enough is good enough. Six, I am my own priority. 7, I trust myself. And 8, I am responsible for myself. This is about taking radical fucking ownership for your life, because no one is coming to save you. No one can change you. And only you have the power to transform. And it's actually not quite hard once you know exactly the steps to do so. It just took me 7 years to get there. All right. So, you know, 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. This is 99 ways I used to sabotage. I had no plan or structure for my goals. Like, I had the goals. They were great and well-intentioned, but I had no plan. Or I didn't have structure in my life. So I was kind of all over the place every day. Every day was different. Number 2, I lacked boundaries around food, work, my health, friends, relationships, like people wanting things of me. I'm sure you can relate with boundaries. Number 3, not speaking up to myself to avoid confrontation, not asking for support or investing in myself when I was stuck. I was a chronic people pleaser. Holy shit. I was a control freak. I was a procrastinator. I was a perfectionist. I didn't ask for help. I had so much negative self-talk. I was settling for less than I deserved because I didn't even know that I was deserving. I was not taking responsibility for my life, and I was 100% in the biggest one, giving up or not even fucking trying or taking the first step because I was scared to fail. That is the arch nemesis, whatever, dyslexia, right? For high achievers, because we are capable of a lot, but just because we can do something doesn't mean we should. Right. Yeah, exactly, Emily. Knowing when you should be doing something, but not actually fucking doing it. That is the definition of sabotage. Knowing you should be doing something, but you don't do it. And I'm going to share why that is in a sec, because I used to be the queen of that. So I want to know in the chat, how do you get in your own way? Like, what do you do to or not do to get in your own way? Which of the things that I talked about related to you? What did you like resonate with? Where does sabotage show up for you? In your health, in your business, in your potential business, in your relationships? Toss it in the chat. Overthinking, assuming you'll be bad at something before even trying. Overthinking, lacking structure, procrastination mixed with perfectionism, feeling like you're not good enough. And so you're, don't even posting. Oh my God, I remember the times when I used to spend like fucking an hour trying to make one post. Assuming you'll fail, so why even bother? People pleasing. Okay. So you guys obviously can relate to this. Good. Great. Not having a plan. Yep, that too. Cool. Okay. Health and work. Fear of making mistakes. Yes. Black and white thinking, all or nothing mentality. 100. Overthinking. Like I used to be the chronic overthinker. So I 100% get it. So this is my life now. I have a plan. I create structure for my health and my business goals. I have tight as fuck boundaries around food, work, health. I should add social media relationships to this as well. I'm mindful when it comes to eating, scrolling, consuming, spending. I speak up for myself because I don't give a fuck anymore. I probably spent maybe even more than $75,000 in my time in starting this personal development journey and mentors to help me avoid that stuck plateau frustration to get me where I want to go faster, to buy their brain basically, so that I don't have to spin my wheels. Putting myself first, doing the hardest task, not the easiest task first, saying fuck you to perfectionism, talking to myself like a fucking queen, not settling for anything less than I deserve. I am the queen. I'm not a princess waiting to be saved. And now I'm not afraid of failure. I fail 24/7. I am the queen of messy action taking. And I think that as high achievers, it's our number one setback because we overthink. We know that we're not going to be good at it. So we don't even want to start. Right. I've done this for not just stuff with work or health, but even stuff like hobbies, like wanting to start a hobby, but knowing I'm going to suck at it. So I don't even want to do it. Like, right. Like I started playing piano like a few years ago and I was so bad at it. And I was like, I don't want to do this. I suck. Right. I like didn't even let myself get good. Right. And so with business, because I had that drive inside of me, I was not willing to give up because I also knew that it was this, I had this passion inside of me. So this was something that I was going to keep working on and keep trying, right? The trying insinuates it wasn't working, but I knew that there was a way, right? I knew that I could get myself to a place where I was in my next level. So when we don't take control of our minds, right? Our minds literally will take control of us. And for all of you that posted up in the chat about overthinking or fear of failure, or all the self-doubt, I want you to start thinking about this. Start cataloging, start thinking about all the things you think on an everyday basis, right? Because what you believe ultimately comes true, right? If you believe it has to suck, it will. If you believe it has to be perfect, it will. If you believe it has to be hard, you will find ways to make it hard, right? When you believe you can't, you literally won't even try. And when you believe you aren't worthy, you're sabotage. And the thing is like, you're worthy. Like, I'm not even going to go down that rabbit hole because it's just the truth. You can't prove to me right now that you aren't worthy. There's no reason that you aren't worthy. And I think often we are like, oh, I don't feel deserving. But if I actually ask you, why aren't you worthy? Tell me why you don't deserve it. Tell me. You will not be able to come up with an answer. You know why? Because your soul, your heart, your inner knowing knows that you are worthy. You just got a head full of beliefs that aren't yours, right? And I had a head full of those and I get it, but that is the very thing holding you back is your mind, right? Is your ego, is the belief system that you've developed. And it's not your fault. My belief system now, these are mantras, right? And I think that I personally have been going on a journey to figure out who I am and why I'm here and what I want to do with myself and the world and how I want to share and show up and share my gifts. And it's like, now I'm like, I'm not a fucking victim and neither are you. Like, you may have been caught in these patterns and these cycles, but that's not how you get to live your life anymore. And I'm not letting you live your life like that anymore. Emily, 100%. Yes. Feeling like so much of your life you fall victim to. And that's not how it has to be. I saw my parents living that way. I love them to death. They may listen to this later, but that's just what I saw. I didn't know any different. And all I saw in all of the entrepreneur life things or people chasing their dreams is like, you have to fucking break your neck to do it. Right? Or like, it has to be perfect. But what I wasn't seeing is all the failure and the mistakes and the things I didn't actually follow through with or accomplish behind the scenes, right? I shared with you that first year in business, I had like 4 mental breakdowns, right? I had clients leaving me left and right. I had clients asking for refunds. I had all of this shit happening because it was a reflection of my inner world. It was a mess, right? And I was like, oh my God, like at so many points, I just wanted to throw in the towel. I was like, maybe entrepreneurship isn't for me. Maybe I'm not supposed to be in this body, right? I remember nights of binge eating and literally eating till I was sick to the point where I was like, oh my gosh. And it was because I, at the core of it all, I didn't know any different. I literally didn't know any different, right? Now, my belief system. I'm a fucking queen. I deserve the life I want. I am magic. I'm magnetic and attract what I desire. Success comes easy when I'm in balance. I'll talk about that in a sec. I'm satisfied with where I'm at and eager for more. That's a big one for us as high achievers. I love and prioritize my needs over everything else. I come first. I deserve the fucking best. I'm a magical unicorn. Pleasure is my birthright. I cultivate my own happiness. I connect to my breath, a very big one. And when I ask, I receive. Now, I think as empowered women who have a big purpose, we can forget that we can just ask for help, right? We can ask for help. And it took me a while to get to the place where I had to just put my ego down and be like, no, I need help. Like, it's not a reflection of me as a person, like not being able to do it. It wasn't that, right? I told you I've invested over $75,000 in mentors. in healing, in health, in personal development, in business, in mindset, in spirituality, in trauma, like literally all these things, because I couldn't do it myself. And I didn't want to get to the end of my life and regret not just showing up for myself, regret not stepping into my potential. So I want to really empower you with that, that reminder that you get to ask, right? Asking means you have a goal and a desire big enough to need support. Hence why I have a team, right? Okay. Yes, exactly, Simone. You can do anything. It's just way fucking harder, right? And I don't know about you, but I'm impatient as fuck. And also, I don't want it to be hard anymore. Like, life's hard enough, you know? And like, I've done it the hard way long enough. And I'm not available for that life anymore. I've asked for help. You know, I have a team now, which is help. I also have mentors, even as a mentor myself. And at the end of the day, I'm never going to not have a coach. I'm never going to not have a mentor, because someone's always going to be able to see my blind spots. Someone's always going to be able to empower me and show me, hey, Sam, you're getting in your own fucking way, right? Someone's going to be able to show me and give me feedback. And I genuinely believe that when we are open-minded and we are receptive to feedback, we can learn so much. When we pretend like we have it fucking figured out, that's when we get stuck, right? And I'm the first person to say, you guys know, you've been following my Instagram for a hot minute. I share all the things. Like, I'm not a perfect person and I don't try to be, and that my page is literally anti-perfectionism, but it's what's allowed me to be so successful, right? And have soulmate clients. It's the tits. Okay. So number two, discover. So this is where it's going to get real fun. So have you ever felt like you are out of balance? Like, you don't know what that means, but you're like, I just want to find balance, right? Like, I used to say that as it related to like food and shit. And I mean, and also business, but I think just in life, I was like, I just want to be able to like moderate and like find a middle ground with everything. Like, my entire life, it was like all or nothing. Either I was the fucking best or I sucked, or like I was really good or I was bad. There was no middle ground. And so the thing with balance is there's no real balance, but there's a way of being that feels balanced, if that makes sense. So the balance that we often seek is actually much deeper than like surface level. It's really, I'm going to show you a diagram in a hot second, but it's really about balancing the two energies that live inside of us. And chances are, if you're a high achiever, then you are very much in your masculine, which I'll share in a sec. But when we find balance, and I think I would like to say that I am in a balanced place in my life. I'm still working on it, as I will be forever, but like, I am living in my design. I am living in alignment. And that's crazy to even say out loud, because I never thought I would get to this place. I literally always thought it was going to be hard and it was going to suck and that I was never going to get there. But the thing that has cultivated my relationship with myself and also this balance that we all seek is these two energies, the feminine, which is receiving, right? Relaxing, slowing down, getting out of our head and into our body, right? A lot of you said that you overthink, that you procrastinate, that you have perfectionism, that you don't want to be, you don't want to fail, right? You're scared to fail. That's in your head, right? That's not in your body. That's actually in your head. Your mind's racing. You have anxiety. You have stress. That was my life. Literally my life. Kurt, my fiance, saw the beginning of that in the beginning of 2020, especially heading into COVID. And I'm sure for you, if you've endured COVID, so you're here, you're alive, you've made it, but it's probably brought up a lot of shit for you. And I know it did for me. And what it required is all of this, right? All of this stuff that feels like, yeah, but if I do that, I'm never going to get ahead. Well, I'll tell you right now, if you don't do that, you're never going to get anywhere. Because that's where I was. I was in that hamster wheel because I had none of this. I wasn't connected to my intuition. I had no fucking boundaries. I had no concept of what it meant to relax or slow down because I was so scared to do it because I thought that if I slow down, I would never stop slowing down. And in the masculine, challenging myself in a healthy way, not in a way that makes me wanna like curl up in a ball and die. Taking on challenges, but not having such high standards that when we fail like failures. Having exercise and strength goals. I think a lot of you probably, I'm not sure how long you've been following me, but you know, I started as a personal trainer and like a fitness coach. And I mean, one of my core values is being strong as a woman and how we are empowered when we actually lift weights and get physically strong. It makes our mind strong too. It makes our body strong. And I believe in incorporating strength and movement in into your day in a way that empowers you to remember how fucking much of a badass you are, right? Without strength, like I've gone through phases in my life without that, but I didn't feel like myself. And the last one, the masculine, is making money, like how you make your money. If you're making your money and it doesn't feel good, then something's off there too. Okay, so we're going to talk about getting into balance. Is this resonating for you guys? By the way, just want to do a little check-in. I know I've been blurbing and we're definitely going to go past an hour, but, it's worth it. You can watch the replay if you've got to leave, vibing as fuck. Okay. Love it. Amazing. So there's masculine and feminine energies, right? Carl Jung, said humankind is masculine and feminine, right? It's not just man or woman. You can hardly say of your soul what sex it is. Everybody, you and I, no matter how you identify, has both energies inside of us, the masculine and the feminine, right? If you're too far away from one or the other, it's going to cause an imbalance. And in Chinese medicine, it's actually believed that the root of all the problems in the world are an imbalance of the yin and the yang, or the masculine and the feminine, right? The wounded masculine, which I'm going to share more about in a sec, overthinking everything, controlling, overdoing to the point of burnout, and feelings, right? And the wounded feminine, I didn't feel like I had direction in life. I was feeling pretty lost because I thought I was doing what I should be doing, but it wasn't actually giving me purpose and meaning and fulfillment. I didn't have clarity. I was a chronic people pleaser, like I shared. I was living to please and serve others. I kind of was like camouflaged, like I didn't want to speak up. I was very overly sensitive. I took things so personally, and I was living in that victim mentality, right? We get taken advantage of. So those are the two energies. So this is a really useful chart for me. Like, I'm a very visual person. So I want you to just look at these two sides of the same coin, right? We have both of these energies inside of us. We have the feminine over here. We have receptive, passive. These are when you're in kind of the healthiness, right? This in this section here, you're loving, you're nurturing, tender, kind, intuitive, creative. You're feeling the things, right? You allow. I think allowing and receiving can be something that's really hard for women. If they're so used to always giving and giving and giving and doing and doing. The wounded feminine, which is where I was, which is maybe where you are, is victim, feeling powerless, feeling weak, maybe manipulated. Maybe you're codependent, you're over emotional, oversensitive, taking things so personally. That was me. And then for the masculine, these are the healthy traits of the masculine, right? So confident, strong, responsible, focused, you know, you can see them all here, right? Courage, discipline, boundaries, clear, can assert. The wounded, which is where I was, which was like, I think the biggest thing for me was I was a fucking control freak. And yeah, I think I need to print this out and give it to all my family members too. When we find that balance, it's actually not like things outside of us. It's the things within us. It's developing these character traits. It's actually seeing that, oh, okay, we have these parts of us that get to be more expressed. And, you know, if you've been following me for a while, you've probably seen my page change. You've seen my personal transformation. You've seen how I went from hustling and doing and being very, being very like, I just wanted to give and I wanted to love and I wanted to help people, that I didn't help myself, right? And Marjorie, that's like a totally normal thing. The feminine and masculine energy is not necessarily it doesn't mean man or woman. It's just that we have these two dualities. It's like the yin and the yang. You're welcome. Okay, so that's an exercise that you can do to start to get to know yourself better. When I started to learn myself and learn, oh, okay, these are parts that I actually need to work on, things started flowing easy for me. The next thing, in the last part of the process, is co-creation, right? So I want you to close your eyes right now, and I want you to think about what you want. Like, you told me at the beginning what you wanted, but like, close your eyes and think about it. What do you really want? Is it so far out of reach? Wait, where is it? What is it? What does it look like? What does it feel like? What does it smell like? What does it taste like? What are you wearing? What are you doing? Who are you being? What do you want? And when you've painted a picture of what that next thing is for you, I just want you to write it down. I want you to write down unapologetically what you want, right? Once you've done that, I want to remind you what I said at the beginning, which is you are always manifesting. You're always attracting, right? We are energetic beings, right? You've probably heard the phrase, like, everything is energy, right? From the food that we eat, to the exercise that we do, to the body we're in, everything's energy. Even money's energy. It's just currency, right? It's energy. And we are always manifesting, where whether we realize it or not, we're always either attracting or repelling. It's either we're bringing what we want closer to us, or bringing what we don't want closer to us, depending on what we're feeling, what we're thinking. And we hold a vibration. When we vibrate and when we feel good in our body, we attract more of that, right? When I feel good, when I feel centered, when I feel balanced, I attract that. When I feel appreciative, when I feel grateful, I attract more to be grateful for. And once I learned that just by changing how you feel, you can change your results, I was like, what the? Like, okay. And so I started experimenting with it. I started asking, okay, fine, universe. Let's try this. Let's try this out. Let's manifest something, right? Let's say, okay, I want, what was the first thing that I remember manifesting? I remember, oh, it was Kurt. That's what it was. I was single and I wanted to meet someone. And I first learned about this like about 2.5 years ago. And the first step was write down what you want, right? You already did that. I wrote down what I want. And then the second step, which is going to be your step, is feel how it feels to have the thing, right? So I wanted Kurt, right? And I also wanted a bunch of other things. But at that moment, that was the thing I really wanted. And I closed my eyes and I imagined what it would feel like to be in a relationship with somebody who loved me, who valued me, who respected me, who thought I was awesome, who was my sidekick, who was my like adventure buddy, who was traveling the world with me. And I got goosebumps. Right. And then I did that again for my business. I did that again for my body. I did that again for clients. I even did it for this masterclass. I did this morning and I've been doing it for the past like week. I closed my eyes and imagined, what is it going to feel like when women are on this class? It's going to feel so fucking good. It's going to feel like, oh my God, ah! Like this like jolt of excitement through me. Right? When we actually get into our body and feel it and get out of our head, but just into our body and feel, that is where we attract from. We don't attract from stress, worry, freaking out, right? And in fact, all of the results that I've shown you in both my physical body, in my business, and now in my relationship were because of that, or because of manifesting. I didn't even realize I was doing it. Right. And I'm going to share with you some ways that you can do it yourself. But once I discovered, holy shit, I actually have been manifesting and consciously, like unconsciously creating the life, right? Which was basically like being in that hamster wheel of like doing and doing and doing, or not knowing even know how to start. So I was just stuck. When I was stuck, nothing moved, right? But when I took action, things started happening, right? The action was the missing piece for me. When I get out of my head and stopped overthinking and I just started taking inspired action, I was like, oh my God, right? Inspired, messy action. And now I embody and I envision myself as literally a queen with a crown being a magnet. actually being a magnet to what I desire, right? Having you be here, magnetic, right? Having my clients, magnetic. Money, magnetic. Relationship. You are so powerful. The thoughts you think, the things you feel, they all have a vibration. When you tell yourself you're not good enough or you can't do it or you're going to be stuck forever or why am I like this, that thought is a low vibrating thought, right? If we think about the scale of emotions, right? Feeling really, really good, feeling kind of blah, feeling like crap, right? That's not a good feeling thought, which means that's not in alignment with you. When thoughts feel good, that's your next thing, right? I felt called maybe like 2 months ago to host a masterclass. And I was like, that feels exciting. I want to get on camera. I want to hang out with these peeps. I want to teach. That felt good. It got me excited. So then I took inspired action, right? What gets you excited? What helps you feel good? What are the things that you want to do? What is calling to you? What excites you? What brings you joy? That is the number one thing that I want you to start thinking about. Instead of where you are, think less about where you are. And I want you to think more about holding the vision for who you are becoming, right? What do you want? Because I'm in the place that I'm at and I love it, right? And I also want more. And no matter where you get to, any level, you're going to always want more. That's just how we are, right? We always want more. We always are growing, right? So I'd love to hear what came up for you in your what do you want, closing your eyes prompt. Was it the same thing that you said at the beginning of the course, of the class? Type it in the chat. Let me know what came up for you. What do you really want? Like, unapologetically, what do you want? No shame. It could be a certain income. It could be leaving your 9-to-5. It could be building the body of your dreams. It could be, I mean, it could be whatever, right? It could be starting something. It could be taking the first step. It could be, I mean, the choice is yours. You get to create whatever you want. But the thing I most want to give you today is the empowerment. Yeah, genuine and pure self-love. I want to show up in a room with confidence and have it radiate. Fuck yes. I'm obsessed with that. Yes. And you can have it. Balance, grace, contentment, financial freedom, orderly home, loving my life, loving the life I've created. I want to use my positive energy to impact and uplift others. Beautiful. Beautiful. I wanted art, a smoke and bod. Yes. I really want to join this makeup company and share my makeup with others. I left my 9-to-5 and want to grow a business over 100K, become a best-selling author, being in love with my strong and lean body, being a multimillionaire and making a massive impact, make up amazing friends. Hell yeah. Queens, do you see that your desires are not random? They're not by chance. They're not just dumped in you so that you don't actually execute on them, right? You want to find your soulmate who will make you feel sexy, appreciated, share the life in all aspects, and achieve a strong body that you've always wanted. Yes, a badass clinical psychologist with a rock and bod. I fucking love that. Yes, finish my grad program. You guys, you see like even the energy in this chat right now, there's like a million exclamation points. Like you guys are capturing things. You can feel it. You can feel that inner fire within you, right? Inspire others by running health workshops, finding a soulmate, loving myself, more masculine. Yes, Tiffany. Yes, health, wealth. It's not cliche. That's literally what everyone wants. Health, wealth, and happiness. Like that's the fucking life, right? Living an abundant, happy life. That's all I want, really. It's quite simple. It really is simple. I think we can complicate it, but so this is manifestation 101. You can screenshot this. You can take a photo of it. And I want to encourage you to take a photo of this and the entire presentation and tag me on Instagram. So that others can share, they can watch, whatever. And share, you know, share with me what you've learned. Step up into your masculine, show up. Yes. Do group programs online, finish your book, help women stop sabotaging themselves. Oh my gosh. Yes. Emily, no, we're just going to be sending the replay. So manifestation 101, right? We're going to identify, recognize, minimize, and let go of anything that doesn't serve us, right? We already cleared all that shit out. Overthinking, perfectionism, procrastination, blah, blah, blah. Gain clarity on your desire and remove the limiting beliefs, right? Figure out what you want. And then when you decide that, oh, this is what I want, get rid of the things that tell you you can't have it, right? That's the biggest block for people, is actually getting rid of the limiting beliefs, getting out of their own way. Set your intention and then receive, right? Receiving is going to look like maybe things happening for you, opportunities opening up for you. It's not just going to be you sitting back and not doing anything. It's actually going to be you taking inspired action, right? What's the next step for you? Oftentimes, it could be a guide. Maybe, you know, that quote, like when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Maybe it could be that. Maybe it's signing up for something. Whatever it is, taking inspired actions. What's the next thing, right? And then the last thing is sharing this. Sharing the thing that you attracted with purpose, right? All of you are here because at some point you want to do your own thing. You're like ready to do your own thing. You're ready to create the life you want, right? And so I want you to know, what would your dream life look like, right? This is a snapshot of my dream life from 5 years ago. This was my dream life. I didn't know this was possible. Like, I knew it was possible. I didn't know how it was possible, I should say. Right. And the next thing for me that I don't yet have, but I am currently manifesting, is this fucking van, a Sprinter van, because Kurt and I are going to do van life. I want to run a 7-figure business out of a van. How cool would that be? It would be so fun. Oh yeah. I run a $1 million business out of a van, and I get to travel the world and like go to parks and explore and like see cool shit and be living my best life. Of course, that's what I want. Right. That's what I'm not ready to settle for anything less than. I want you to think big here, like go big or go home, seriously, because when we stay small, we stay small, right? And there's no, I'm not letting you stay small anymore. Like, I'm sure that you've already done that and tried it and you're kind of fucking over it, to be honest. So I want you to really start getting clear on what does your dream life look like? What do you want? What do you want to create? What do you want to bring into your life? Who do you want to be in your life? What do you want to do, right? So I'm going to share some testimonials, some experiences from women I've worked with that have worked with me over the past few years and have had a radical transformation in their life. And then I'm going to be dropping some stuff for you at the end. So this is Kat. She is one of my fucking favorite humans. I worked with her for just about 6 months. And yes, Kat and Pug. For sure. And what she had to say was that the work that we did together was life-changing. She came to me because she wanted to get consistent and she hated her body. But that was actually the surface of what ended up happening. She's like, I have so many tools to know that I can get through things in life without pills, alcohol, or substances. I believe in myself. I can work through hard shit. I don't rely on outside stuff. I have the answers. Thank you for believing me and me when I didn't. You have an amazing gift. This is 100% your calling. You better be doing this for the rest of your life, right? Kat came to me with like chronic anxiety, severe overthinking, fear of failure, like so many things that we've been talking about at the beginning, right? And then the transformation that she had is now she can go and do shit for herself. Like she knows that she has the answers inside of her, right? She knows that actually it's the inner work that's required. It's no longer about finding the missing thing. The missing thing was her. She just had to slow down enough to actually turn inward, trust herself, right? Journal, get to know herself on a deep level. And when we get to know ourselves on a deep level, that's when we feel alive. That's when we're in design. Rachel is a fucking boss. She sent me a message and was like, I'm so grateful for everything. You helped me find my voice and speak up for myself. Because of you, I felt confident to ask for exactly what I wanted and to go out and find it. I just put in my 2 weeks and I feel like a weight has been lifted from my chest and I can breathe. And I asked for $100,000 salary during my job search. It's been so nice not caring what others think about what I do. It's so freeing. This is all because of you. You believed in me and helped me figure out the tools that work for me. I now truly feel like I have the confidence in myself and life to figure shit out and make it happen. I never know how, but it all just happened from being consistent, asking for what I wanted and believing. And it's crazy how it happens. I just have to keep pinching myself, right? And Rachel is also on her way to building her own business, which is fucking awesome. Yeah, they all are dog moms, I guess, because I'm a dog mom, you know. And then these are all some other, just like other things that people have said, right? I used to be so uptight, high strung, short tempered, stressed and overwhelmed. I take everything seriously, been through so much shit. And for the first time, I'm so much more relaxed. I'm laughing, I'm more present in the moment. I feel so different. I'm not holding myself back. I feel so powerful. I finally feel like I'm home. I'm no longer punishing myself or rushing 24/7 or stressed. I feel safe to relax. I'm meeting myself where I'm at. I feel so open and having so much more fun with life. That's from one of my clients, Haley, who is incredible. And she's actually going on to go to do grad school and eventually build a business. This is a huge thing. Trusting in yourself to keep promises to yourself, having confidence to have sex for the first time in 3 years, feeling so empowered, getting out of autopilot, getting out of the chronic people pleasing or not speaking up or not wearing certain outfits or not getting triggered. Now she knows I create the rules. I'm so empowered to stand up for myself, to where it makes me feel confident and do things that make me happy. I have a wins jar, blah, 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 blah. You get the point, right? The thing that happens when we have so much confidence is that we can do anything we want, right? And growing up, I had the fortunate, like I was blessed with a mom who always believed in me, even when I didn't believe in myself. And I think that her doing that for me is what made me want to do it so badly for others. Like I didn't know that I was going to become a coach, but I think all along I've always had that like, oh, you can do it. Like, yo, I'll help you get there. Like, we'll figure it out. Like, anything is possible mindset. And the thing that I have done is taken action, right? I haven't been perfect. I'm not perfect. There's still things I want to work on, but I know how to get to the next level. And I want to empower you to do the same, right? And how good it feels to be empowered, right? It's just like, there's nothing fucking better than feeling empowered. All the things that you said you wanted, it's like you were thinking about that in the most empowered version of you, right? So now that you have this, what is next? This is where it gets fucking juicy and I'm excited. So before we go there, if you have any questions, drop them in the chat. That's what they're there for. Like, ask me anything. So it is your responsibility, right, to consciously decide that you're going to get off that hamster wheel or that you're going to start consciously creating. So you're going to find that inner harmony. So you're going to share your gifts with the world. And if you're here, you have probably been feeling called, right, that you're destined for more. You're ready to step into your potential, that you have that inner fire inside of you that's like, won't go away. You like try to nudge it down and like shove it down. And it's literally like this thing that keeps happening. And you're like, ah. And for a while, I tried to hide that, especially when I was in architecture, before I made the leap, before I decided to become a coach, before I moved from my in-person to now my online business. That was scary, right? Like I knew that that's what I wanted, but I was scared, but I knew that that was not random, right? And your desires are not random either, right? It's time to see your power and magnetism and get into the driver's seat. This was supposed to be a video of me driving a convertible this one time, but I can't show you video on PDF. So you're going to have to imagine what it's like. All right. So I want to introduce my program that I've been talking about for God, probably 3 months now. And this is a new program. This is the framework that I've used to basically get women out of the place of stuck and frustration and just feeling like they're not stepping into their potential. So Unstoppable University, this is what it is. It's a 3-month coaching program for heart-centered, high-achieving women and early entrepreneurs who want to be wildly successful, cultivate massive self-confidence and consistency, and feel like a queen. Right. It's a program for your mind, body, and soul. It's not just a mindset program. It's not just a body program. It's an everything program. It's the tools, it's the strategies, it's the mindset to show up as your most authentic self and master your inner and outer health. And get clear as fuck on your direction, right? While feeling good. Like it needs to feel good or else you're not going to want to do it. So we have the practical strategy and the mindset piece, right? Like how to think like a successful woman and an empowered woman, an entrepreneur, right? A business owner. Also, the spirituality, right? The woo, the magnetism, the energetics, the manifestation, all the things that we were talking about earlier. Because I firmly believe that we are in a environment, we're in a society where it's run by that masculine dominant hustle harder, work harder, hamster wheel. Like, and it really halts us. We're in this paralysis analysis. We overthink, we get stuck. And that's not what you want. I know that's not what you want. It's not what I want. I don't want to feel stuck. I don't want to feel like I'm capped. And I want to invite you to join me as a queen, to rise into your queen, right? Some of the things that we're going to be diving into is clearing out the past, like we talked about at the beginning, like clearing out your environment, whether that's your actual physical environment, whether it's the things you watch, do, say, your beliefs, and overcoming fear. When we can operate from a place of love and trust and not from a place of fear, magic happens, right? Fear keeps us stuck. It keeps us safe. It keeps us in our comfort zone, and that's not where we grow. The second part is reparenting yourself and meeting your inner child. So I have a guest expert who's going to be coming in. I'm going to be sharing in a sec. She's going to be talking all about inner child and how to meet your inner child and really start to get to know yourself on a deep level and be the playful, fun, wild, whoever you are deep down inside that maybe you haven't been fully expressing. Third is connecting back to your intuition, right? And creating safety. So if we don't feel safe to go to our next level, we won't. We'll sabotage. So in order to move to the next level, we actually have to feel safe in our body. Our body has to feel like it's not under attack, right? Because new things for our mind feel like dangerous threats. New things for our mind feel like, oh my God, what's going to happen? I'm going to fail. I'm going to die. I'm going to end up under a bridge, right? That's actually like what our brain is doing. It's just keeping us safe. It's just like if you were to go out into the woods and a bear was going to attack you, that back part of your brain doesn't know the difference. So it's helping you understand your brain and then connect to your body and to your intuition and trust. Fourth is balancing your feminine and masculine energy. So I'm going to have three coaches actually come in for this. And I'm going to be doing some work myself, which is going to be fucking magical to help you come back into alignment and balance. So that if you're super heavy on the masculine or you're super heavy on the feminine, or you notice that, oh, wow, I have a lot of those wounded masculine or wounded feminine, that you can work on that, right? Like there's no shame in where you are. And also I know that that center place just feels better. Fifth, law of attraction, positive thinking. So talking all about manifestation and how to attract things into your life and not be seeking and searching and pushing. And then lastly, how to create your dream life, body, and business. So I have, I have a business mentorship. I have a business, and you can expect it's kind of a combination of all three things, right? Like, what do you want to create? And I'm going to actually help you work backwards from that goal to create the life you want. And I'm going to be bringing in my friend and guest expert, Sam Daly, who is a money master. And she talks all about manifesting and creating abundance with ease. I'm obsessed with her. You're going to be obsessed with her. Oh my God. So cool, Emily. That's amazing. Yeah. Sam is the tits. So here's what the program is. It's 3 months of weekly live coaching sessions with me and your fellow queens. We have a group chat. So 24/7 supports, and I love texting and voice memo. So it's a really intimate space. It's not like a, here's your video modules, go do your thing. It's not that. It's like the opposite of that. I have courses that are like that if that's what you want, but this is a really intimate, collaborative, safe container to heal your shit and then move forward and embody and be and step into your potential. This is not for you if you just want to watch videos and then leave. This is for you if, no problem, Biscuit. I know you're Laura, but still, it's funny calling you Biscuit. You know, like this is intimate. This is going to get you to your next level because you're going to have so much belief in you. Like so much, so much, so much. You're going to borrow my belief in you until you have enough of your own. And then lastly, we have those 6 bonus trainings and movement classes also from leading guest experts, which I'm really excited. So we have Amber, who actually, cool story. She was my therapist turned coach. She changed my life, and she's going to be coming in and talking a lot about connecting back to your truth. We have Crystal Thompson, who's going to work with us on human design. So if you're familiar with human design, it's basically a personality kind of type quiz where it's based on your birthday and your birth date and where you were born, and it helps you get into alignment and know yourself better. It's kind of like a Myers-Briggs or even an Enneagram, but human design has helped massively, radically transform my life. Crystal is a master. She owns a business just doing human design for early entrepreneurs. Sal, one of my closest friends, and actually she's in my business mentorship. She's going to come in and talk all about aligning with your energy, clearing your chakras, so moving energy throughout the body so you're actually not stuck, and yoga. We have Lisa, who's going to be doing guiding us through a meditation and yoga nidra, which is, oh my God, fucking transformative. It's going to be a lot of releasing, letting go of fear, and stepping into your power and truth. And then we have Sam Daly, who is a manifestation and money master. She is the fucking tits. We were just on each other's podcasts. And also my coach Mel is going to come in at the end of the program and talk all about sacred sexuality and coming back and feeling safe in our body. So to say that the guest experts are not fucking dope would be a lie. Like, I'm like, you guys, these guest experts alone, like, holy shit. So we have an insane lineup for you. And then also bonuses and swag. So you're going to get a custom bracelet. It's an I Am bracelet. It's adorable. You're going to get a diploma, Unstoppable University, because you're going to become the first alumni. You're going to be a founding member, which I'm so excited about. And then lastly, you're going to get swag. So we have t-shirts. We're going to make hats. Like, it's going to be a fucking party. And they're all going to be about being unstoppable, about stepping into your potential, about just getting to your next fucking level and being that radiant, bright light that you know you are deep down, but right now you're kind of like in the shadows and you're masking yourself. It's like time to break out of that. So I know you're ready. Like, you're obviously here. You're ready to show up. You're ready to work smarter. You're ready to be free and happy financially, physically, energetically, all the things. You're ready to step into your next level. And you're ready to call in your next level and take that courageous next step. I have been feeling like there has been a collective energy, and I would love to hear in the chat if you feel this too, about, like, I think COVID has really brought out an inner fire of like, fuck, I just want to get to the next thing. Like, I want to get out of my own way. And I know that feeling so well, and I want to help bridge that for you. This is literally the thing that I am the most obsessed with, is helping you get to your next level, helping you actually see your potential, helping you believe in yourself. And I know that there's doubt. I know that there's fear. Of course there is, right? But I'm going to be the burrito. I had to talk about food, obviously. I'm going to be the burrito and you're going to be the filling, and you're going to get swaddled in so much fucking love and support. And I'm also going to call you on your bullshit. Right? It's what my clients say all the time. They're like, you do both. I'm like, you're right. I do, because you need it. Like, you need the bullshit calling and you also need the love, and I'm both, right? You need the practical, and you also need the spiritual and the like woo woo part. It's like, that is the sweet spot. That is the balance. And that's what I teach. So Unstoppable You is literally the 7 years of my entire life transformation, my relationship with my body, my relationship with my business, my relationship with my partner, my relationship with just showing up for myself, how I manage myself on a day-to-day basis, the routines, rituals, and practices. We have a fucking epic lineup. And if this has been feeling like wow for you, then I want you to, you know, you can click the link. Jazz, can you drop the link in the chat? Check out the page. We're going to be opening doors literally right now. And for you joining, if you join within the first 48 hours of this class, so basically before this upcoming Friday, you're going to get a bonus one-on-one 90-minute call with just me. We're going to do a deep dive. I'm going to have a form that I want you to fill out, and we're going to do a deep fucking dive into where you want to be. This is like, think about this as it could be for business, it could be for health, it could be for a combo of the next, of all of the things. But that's valued at $1,000. You're going to get it literally for free. I want to say thank you for showing up to this masterclass. And I'm literally so obsessed and excited to just like, be like, okay, let's do this, because sometimes we just need the zoom out, right? Sometimes we need the like, oh, this is a blind spot, or like, you just need the next step. And I've guided so many women through that process and through that framework into the next level, leaving their 9-to-5s, starting a business, right? I have plenty of women now that I've worked with in business as well, helping them build six-figure businesses, right? And if this feels like, oh my God, right? I want to call you in. I want to invite you. I want to work with you. I want to work alongside you. I want to empower you with the tools and the gifts and the mindset to step into your next level. So let's see. This is the investment. So I know you're thinking like, oh my God, what's going to cost? So Unstoppable You basic is $29.97. You get all the things that I talked to you about here. We have payment plans to make it super affordable. So no fear. VIP is basically everything that we already talked about, plus 2 additional 90-minute video sessions with me and unlimited access to me on Voxer, so that we can text back and forth for 3 months. So basically you get a business, health, empowerment, life coach for 3 months. Plus you get all the trainings and the guest experts. And we also have payment plan options for that. So with all of that, like I said, if you sign up in the next 48 hours, you're going to get the bonus call. So if you do VIP, you're going to get 3 90-minute calls, which is fucking insane. I've never done anything like that before, but I'm just like, let's do it. Why not? And if you're doing the basic, then you get the 190-minute call to be used anytime throughout the program. So that's the price point. And for you, it's like, sit with it, right? We got the payment plans. I wanted to feel as affordable and accessible AF. And yeah, that's all. So I would love to hear, I'm gonna do some Q&A now for the masterclass, for the Unstoppable You as well. X out of here and stop my screen. It's so good to see all you guys now, because I was in like full like presentation mode. What's up? I was like, do I have broccoli in my teeth? That's what I was wondering the whole time, but I guess I don't. So how are you guys feeling? What questions do you have? Share with me anything. Drop it in the chat. I'll be here all day. I can't believe we went to I knew it was going to be long, but I didn't realize it was going to be 1 hour and 40. So thank you for staying with me. Oh my gosh. So good. No problem, Hannah. And yeah, we're going to send out the replay within probably like the next hour or so. So you'll get it. So good. I'm so happy to hear. Hell yeah, Hannah. You're welcome. What questions do you guys have about the program? Are you interested? Did it vibe with you? Are you like, I want to DM you? My DMs are open. If you feel more comfortable asking questions in there, I'm going to drop my handle. You're probably already following me. That's okay. But drop any questions. I know that a lot of you have been like, oh my God, is this for me? This is for you if you're a high achieving woman. You're obviously here because you're high achieving, but this is for you if you have a business inside of you ready to be birthed. This is for you if you have a next level ready inside of you, ready to be birthed. If you know that there's part of your life that's not in alignment, that you're like, I'm ready for the next thing, right? There is nobody that is too old or too young for this. And in fact, I think that this is an opportunity for you to step into the thing that you've always been wanting to do. And I think that's always how I lived my life, is I don't want to live my life in regret. I don't want to get to the end of my life and regret anything, right? It's like, how can we take that action now? So yeah, if this may not be financially doable at the moment, yes, and I'm not sure when. If you need a payment plan or if you need an extended payment plan, let me know. We're offering those, so be happy to chat with you more. Money, like at the end of the day, it's like, get clear on what your priorities are. And if this is a priority for you and this is like a hell yes, like hell yes, let's make it happen. That's why we have the extended payment plans, to make it happen. You're so welcome. I'm so glad you enjoyed. What were your guys' biggest takeaways from the masterclass today? I know that we have a lot of women. We already have like 10 women pre-enrolled, which is really exciting. And yes, we begin on, that's a great question. I didn't address that when it starts. So we're going to open the cart to the public after this class. So you guys are going to have first primary access. It's going to start on May 3rd. Our first call is going to be on the 5th of May. And then it's going to go to the end of July. Yep, May 5th to July 19th. So it's basically going to carry you throughout the summer and give you the tools and empower you to step into that next level, to get out of your own way, to build that business and to really get into your next level. When do we meet? So we meet weekly. Calls are TBD depending on people's time zones. Typically we're like we're going to probably meet at this time just because I wanted to kind of test it out. But it's subject to change. So if you can't make the call, it's not a problem. Like there's no, you're missing out. We're going to record the calls and upload them. You'll have them for life. And they're all going to be trainings. And then we'll have questions and like hot seat coaching, live Q&A. And then you'll also have your one-on-one calls. Hell yeah. Brianna, not working right now. So you need an extended payment plan. That's totally cool. Notice the anxiety, right? That's in your head and see how it feels in your body, right? Know that if you're feeling called to do it and it's on your heart, that's what's meant for you. Only you know, right? Only you know. Chances are, like anytime I think like, oh, should I do this? I just want somebody to be like, yes, you should, right? If I'm not really sure, I want to start a business or of my own. Is this something that's still for me? Yes, 100%. A lot of the women that are already actually pre-enrolled don't have businesses and maybe don't even want to. They just want to feel in alignment in all parts of their life. They want to have a healthy relationship with food, body, money, work, right? And find the middle ground, find that balance so that they're not spinning their wheels in all the things, right? They actually have kind of the shortcut. Awesome. I love that. Takeaway. One thing I love was all the incredible affirmations. Yes, I have so many affirmations, meditations, visualizations for you inside the program so that you can literally, we're going to rewire your entire subconscious mind. It's going to be fucking dope. Kristen and Brianna, if this is like, oh my God, this is magical. Like I want to be in this energy. Shoot me a DM. Like we can go back and forth, like fucking love voice memos. If you're not sure if it's for you, I can help you walk through the process so that you feel like this is a fuck yes. It needs to feel like a fuck yes. Yep. First payment is 111 and then it's monthly. So it'll be three payments of 111 for the basic, or the VIP is 1777. And then if you need an extended payment plan, we can make that happen as well. Hell yes. I know, thinking of myself as the queen is just, there's nothing better. There's nothing better than the queen. The queen has all the fucking power. The queen has more power than the king, right? Like the queen wins in chess. So I want to empower you to be like, what would the queen do? And I always ask myself that, what would the queen eat? What would she say? What would she think? And yes, Tiffany, then get it, unstoppable you. This is what our calls are like. Like Donna knows, she's my client right now. Simone knows, like Mia knows. You guys know, like this is what it is all the time. You come in, you're like, oh fuck. And then you leave and you're like, oh fuck, let's go. Like there's no like, and the cool thing, my favorite thing, I don't have my phone because I put it on airplane, but the group chat is gonna be fucking dope. Like expect to hear me in your ear multiple times a week being like, let's go, what's up, how you doing, like sharing. And then, and not just like empowering too, because I think like that can be sometimes toxic if we're always like when we have like fucking problems, but but also unpacking shit, right? And I think that's something that I like to say that I'm really good at. I guess you guys can, any of you that have worked with me can speak to, is I empower the fucking shit out of you when I see your highest self, but I also hold space for you to be able to work through your stuff. And I will ask you hard questions, right? I will help you dig deep to the root, right? Because at the end of the day, a 3-month transformation is like, expect to be a different woman in July in a good way, right? And not in a painful way, in just a, I needed this way. I so needed this. This was the self-care I fucking needed, right? This was the money I wanted to spend, not the money on Amazon, right? Like that's a, every time I invest in myself, it's always a little scary. Of course it is. But I feel in my heart, if it feels expansive, if it feels opening, if it feels like my heart is excited, I know that it's a yes. I know it's a soul yes. And that's just it. My mind's like, don't die, it's too expensive. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, yeah, yeah. That's my ego. That's my ego being like, stay where you are. You're good, right? And my heart's like, but. So trust your heart.
Okay, loves. Well, I hope you enjoyed the masterclass if you weren't able to make it and you watched and listened to the replay. I just want to acknowledge you so much for showing up for yourself and taking the time to listen and learn and integrate and really dive into the deep, magical, mystical being that you are. It's pretty incredible. If you've been here for a while, you know just how much you have grown. I have grown. Together we've grown. And every time I create a podcast episode for you, it makes my heart so, so full. And moving forward, we're going to be doing a lot more solo episodes. I've been getting a lot of requests about things like relationships, calling in a soulmate partner, falling more in love with yourself, some of the self-care practices that I use in the daily, things I've done in business to really help me be more magnetic and just to feel more at peace with myself. So if this is calling to you, if this is resonating with you, you can send me a DM, let me know what you want to hear more about. And don't forget that Unstoppable You is open until Sunday. If you are feeling called, if this sounds like what your soul needs next, I would absolutely love to have you. I will see you on next week's episode, and I hope you have a magical week. Love you.